Die Agentur für Engel ist unterwegs auf einer besonderen Botenmission. Oder anders gesagt, die Angelsee sind auf Tour und haben ihr neues Album Nodyssey im Gepäck. Was sich wie ein Gruß aus dem Wortspielhimmel anhört, entpuppt sich bei genauerem Hinhören als extrem differenzierte, reflektierte und persönliche Auseinandersetzung mit allem, was Sänger und Texter Rotem ärgert. Die globale Spannung treibt ihn an und hängt auch mit der Situation in seiner Heimat Israel zusammen. Eine Art lyrisch-musikalische Selbsttherapie hilft Rotem, nicht durchzudrehen. Gleichzeitig schafft er mit seinen 5 Mitmusikern bei The Angelsee etwas Schönes und sogar Fröhliches. Die Songs sind musikalische Kleinode, die berühren und gleichzeitig tief traurig und voller Hoffnung sein können. Eine zentrale Bedeutung haben dabei die poetischen Texte von Rotem.
For me personally, it's a very important part of songs, you know, and it's what I always liked. I always liked music. But the lyrics have a big importance, or that the conjunction between the lyrics and the music is powerful. In the band, I carry this tradition, like a lot of other musicians do it. Yeah. And I think the other members of the band, they complete it musically, I think. More on the side of colors and feelings and textures and joy. So together we create this thing. It's both things, you know.
Das Zusammenspiel von Text und Musik ist wichtig. Das bedeutet aber nicht, dass die komplette Band alle Texte auswendig kann.
We try to learn the lyrics. Now we almost know all the lyrics of the new album. No, really, I read them and now I think I know almost all of them, but we still have to learn some of them.
I think that probably a lot of our fans know the lyrics more but than yeah. I do. For no. example.
But I think during the when we worked on the songs, like I don't remember now maybe all the lyrics to sing them, but when we worked on them,
yes.
it was something that we talked about.
We talked about and let them, you know, ask for advice on certain songs with the lyrics. And
like this last album, some of the songs were actually kind of constructed, like not the instrument arrangement, but like the song structure and the lyrics during the last tours that we had. So
actually, there's a song that we finished here,
in this room.
Yeah. Holy Land, the song track number 10 in the album. It already was, I had a grain before we went out on tour, but it was completed during the tour and we jammed it here. There was a recording of a jam here that was like the final structure of the song in this room.
So I remember that...
3 years ago.
Maybe we're not as the ambassadors of the lyrics as Rotem is, but a lot of the times you can hear small stuff that if someone hears a line or a small sequence of lines, then he says, I like that, or that reminds me of that, you know? So in this kind of way, I think we a bit...
We react musically.
Yeah.
And that's important. Yeah.
Yes.
That's important because I really felt that it's like, yeah, it's like a joke that they say they don't know all the examples. And it's true, they don't know them by heart. But for sure, during the process also of arranging the songs, mm-hmm. it was really around the meaning, you know, of the songs. It's always about the feeling, about the meaning. And in that way, I feel very fortunate, you know, to be surrounded with musicians that react like that to lyrics.
Große Gefühle in Worte zu fassen ist eine schmerzhafte Angelegenheit. Manchmal helfen da blutige Zitate zur Veranschaulichung.
I don't remember whose quote it is. Maybe Ernest Hemingway, but I'm not sure. That he said there is no secret to... There's no problem to writing. It's no problem at all. You just sit near the typewriter and bleed. So, so it's kind of, you know...
It's not all bleeding.
No, but the emotional stuff is. You know, yeah, there is some fun stuff. But even the fun stuff is, yeah, it's a lot of...
Pain.
Yes. I think it's on one end, it's a way... for me to deal with pain. I don't know if the other guys, like, if for them to deal with this music is also helping. I don't know. But for me, it's a way to not go crazy, basically. I'm not sure it works. But It's not like I'm sitting, you know, writing a song and thinking, ah, wow, this will make people emotional. Okay, let's do that, you know. It's not like that. It's both, you know, it's both things. It's half self-therapy and half trying to impress the world.
Ärger und Spannungen sind nie versiegende Inspirationsquellen für die Texte von The Angel Sea. Rotem weiß, welche Themen ihn bewegen.
I guess it's everything that troubles me. It's everywhere there is tension, you know. I don't know how to write a song that doesn't come from tension. I maybe one day. There is a famous moment in an interview with Jim Morrison where he's asked what would he like to achieve next. And he says that he really would like to record the sound of joy. He said, of pure joy. We never did that, he says, like as the Doors. And okay, I that sounds really nice. I'd love to do it, but until now, it's there is this tension in different areas of life, you know, and all of these things. Yeah, when we talk about politics or when we talk about the state of the world, or, of course, it's stuff that is painful to us, you know. Then we use music as a way to deal with this tension or to. A lot of times I feel that songs, it's like an enzyme, you know, that we don't have, you know. I need to, there is something that is my body cannot break apart, you know, and then the song helps me to break it apart, like dreams do the same thing. So that's what we did, at least until now. But then the music comes and brings joy into all of these dark places. This is what I feel about this band. I used to perform, like 9-10 years ago, I used to perform with some of the songs from the, most of the songs from the first album, alone with the guitar, and it was very depressing. You know, people were crying, it was very emotional, but it was very depressing, you know. And with the band, something else happened. It's the same thing, but then there is a family around it, you know. So there is, yeah, so there is love, you know, so there is joy.
Die Angel Sea sitzen wie eine Familie um den Esstisch im Franz K. in Reutlingen. Ganz organisch ist die Band über die Jahre gewachsen.
The first drummer of the band, his name was Dov, is still alive. I met him in India and after a while we got to playing together a little and then he brought Maya and he brought Uri and he brought Mayan. In the end he left and so one musician brought another, you know, and we didn't know each other. None of us knew each other before the agency. So this is our friendship, actually, you know. It's funny because people ask, many times we've been asked in interviews if we are friends outside of the band. And like, okay, by the feeling, yes, but we never call each other or meet. Or it's true. We are so much together in the band.
I call you a lot.
You mean all of us or yeah? That's because she's not really in the band, you know. but this is our friendship. I don't know. For me it doesn't contradict, you know, right. That we are friends.
When we're together
I feel we are real friends.
Very close. Yeah. You know?
It's like family, you know.
Yeah.
A band is not something you choose.
Das Familiengefühl verstärkt sich noch durch einen besonders jungen Tourbegleiter. Mayas Sohn ist mit auf Tour. Die ganze Band kümmert sich liebevoll um ihn und profitiert sogar von seiner Anwesenheit.
He saves us so many times from ourselves and from fighting.
Each other.
Yeah, fighting over, you know, small things or being angry and then all of a sudden it would, like, something happens and someone would say the F word or the S word and he would repeat it and then all of a sudden it's funny.
He always laughs when I shout.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Every time that I get too pissed off and I shout, he starts laughing. And wow.
It breaks tension.
Yeah.
And he's very happy on the tours. He loves it. So that makes me happy.
Der Bandname The Angel Sea und einige Texte lassen auf eine besondere Beziehung zu Engeln schließen.
It was just a big, it's all one big mistake, you know. It's just
the whole thing.
Yes, it's exactly. I don't know how it happened. You know, it was a joke. It was a joke. It was a joke. I was doing a homeless tour in Europe, and I played in the streets. And some people used to ask. I was kind of a hippie, and some people used to ask me, "Why are you doing this?" And there were hippie jokes in the air all the time. like this kind of strange humor. And I made this joke that I'm an undercover angel, you know, don't tell anyone. And very, very strange, not so funny. And then it stuck. I wrote it in a song in Rebel Angel. I work for the Angelcy. And I kind of liked it. I work for the Angelcy. It's too much of a smartass thing, actually. And then it got stuck. I even in the beginning when we just started the band, I asked that we try to find another name, and people suggested names, but we couldn't. You know, it's like the name of the album now, Nodicy. You know, it's kind of, yeah, okay, we have no choice. That's the name of the album.
We just didn't find anything better.
But I think if of course nothing happens without a reason, you know. So I think what this theme of angels is about, maybe feeling as messengers of something, you know, of something higher. To not feel like we just do music for fun and we eat the food, you know, we have sex and we go to sleep, we die, you know, kind of. So it's that, but then when you look through the songs, it's very difficult for me, and I think for us also as a band, to be very romantic about things, too much, too one-sided about reality. So even that concept of angels, it became something to be scrutinized, you know, to examine how you look at this thing that is supposed to be pure and how you look at it through different lenses and try to break it apart and playing with the words too much. Yeah.
Ein Wortspiel ist auch der neue Albumtitel, Nodicy. Das bezieht sich auf die besondere Form des Unterwegsseins beim Touren, aber auch auf das griechische Epos von der langen Irrfahrt.
It's an odyssey without a... What's his wife's name? Ulysses is going back home to Persephone? Persephone? No? I invented it? So anyway, okay, it's like an odyssey without Penelope. You know, you don't know where you're going. It's like you just go. So it's kind of that. No Cyclops. No, just a van. It's kind of that. It's the being in limbo. But going.
Zwischen den beiden Alben ist viel passiert im Leben von The Angelcy. Diese Veränderungen waren nicht immer leicht für Rotem.
It took some time. For me really it took some time to let go, not completely, but to let go of thinking of what the world is thinking about me all the time. That was really difficult to make music like that. I spent a lot of time at home alone with the computer until I became like a person on a lonely island, which I feel is what is necessary for me to really make music, I feel.
You went to a lonely island. Rotem actually went to a Greek island,
yeah?
Yeah, because I couldn't finish a song from the album, and then I finished I Worry. There, it was the first song, yeah. It was the first song, it happened there. Yeah, because I really needed to get away from that. Not that we're this famous, you know, like, yeah, in Israel a lot of people know the songs, but it's not like I cannot walk in the street and there's paparazzi and, you know, I'm not that famous. So I can only imagine how difficult it is for artists who are very famous, you know what I mean? To kind of make the switch and do something that is between them and the object. That's the ideal, you know, to be in a point where it's between me and the energy that is coming from the speakers. Which is also difficult when I have a band, you know, because I felt all the time like they're my customers, you know, and I need to please them.
The board of directors.
Yeah, I've been sending them stuff I did, and people were like, I don't like how you sing that word, you know. Uri is sending me lists of drum hits that are slightly off, you know, with time code and like. Yeah, but it's true. I used to get like a lot from all of them and go crazy. I was like, oh, what am I? How did this happen? You know, I wanted to I wanted to be a lead singer of a band. You know, I wanted to be the center and the star. But then in the end, I become I serve this thing. You know,
because of the consensus, I think.
And it's because it's precious for me. It's, you know, yeah. It's precious for me, and it was very important for me that this album, as much as possible, will represent this group as a group. That was, I think, the biggest project of this album. And I'm very proud of that aspect. I can hear it in the final result. I wouldn't have not made this kind of music. It wouldn't have sounded like that.
Die Bandchemie muss stimmen. Diese kollektive Herangehensweise auf Augenhöhe mussten sich alle Bandmitglieder langsam gewöhnen.
I wanted to say that when we rehearsed the first time that we started, so he asked me, "Gal, what do you think?" After, and I said, in my mind, I said, like, "Who cares? What do I think? I'm only the bass player. Who cares?" And he said, like, "No, seriously, tell me, what do you think about the drums, about that?" And it was amazing experience to understand what do I think and to say it. And but it was important.
But then we ignored it completely.
It's not true.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I think Rotem have a quality, a gift, like
to bring out
stuff from you that you didn't know you can do it, or you didn't even imagine you have it in you, because he is very hard to please, and. So, okay, we try something. No, it's not good. So we try it again, and then you get to some result that you could have not get it without his hard criticism, and you know.
But I think we are all critical. We are all really critical. Yeah, I mean.
Yes.
We have to please everybody, you know. Yeah. We're striving to get to a consensus. I think it's called the Swedish consensus. Everybody has to agree. And until we get there, you have to either like persuade them or change or find something that everybody likes.
It's like a jury.
Yeah,
like a jury.
Yeah, yeah. They have to convince each other, right?
Die Angel Sea stammen aus Israel. Sie leben in Tel Aviv. Diese Herkunft beschäftigt sie tagtäglich. Und sie setzen sich mit der Situation in Israel auch in ihren Texten auseinander.
It's in the songs. I don't know what can we say that it will be better than the songs, you know? Our lives are very good. We have less comfortable lives than German people. I can guarantee that. But mostly because of the economy, which you can say is connected to security because we spend money on security and all that. But still, what I want to say is we have good lives. You know, we live in Tel Aviv, we have the beach, we have good weather, there is good food. We are not the ones who are suffering. For us, there is light. You know, I don't know, you need to ask people in Gaza.
Yeah, no. They don't have electricity 24 hours a day, so you can ask them about the light.
About the light, exactly.
Yeah. We can just turn it on.
And it's complicated. Then you will start to get reasons why it became like that. And of course, all the sides have justifications. But it's a thing that I remember all the time, that my life is really good next to people who live very nearby for me.
Awesome. Do you still read a lot of newspapers?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I read the newspapers and I read all the comments.
Really?
All the talkbacks in Israel Hayom, in all
really?
Of them.
Really?
Yeah.
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 Wow.
Yeah.
You read Israel Hayom?
I read all of it.
Wow.
Why?
Wow.
Why?
I don't know why. Because I want to understand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I think there are two sides for this. I want to understand what the other side says, but also there is a part of me that is racist. You know, there is a part of me that is sexist. There is a part of me, and I think that part finds some way to discharge through reading this from other people. You know,
criticizing,
giving.
Other
I don't know if criticizing, but yeah, I'm like, wow, these people. You know, it's hopeless. But there is a part of me that identifies with that also. You know, it's true. There is a part of me. I think everyone are like this. I think maybe it's just easy for me to say it because it gets me to the clear. But I think it's not possible that people are not racist. What do you mean you're not racist? I don't believe you. I think to be not racist is a direction, you know. It's an azimuth. It's not a situation. I don't know if you were born and brought up in a society that there is no racism taught to you. And you grew up with people from different races together, then maybe yes, okay. But that is very rare.
Yeah.
If at all it exists, you know, it's very rare.
It's like I read an interview with Amy Schumer, which is a stand-up comedian, American, and she said that because, like, when she was a child, her mother used to tell her, you know, Amy, when you grow up, you could be anything you want. And she was like, she never thought that she cannot be anything she wants, you know, but because someone told her that, then she was like, what is there, I mean, it actually, when you say that, it also introduces...
It means the opposite.
Yeah, it means that you're like, maybe there is a situation that you cannot be anything you want. Right. So I think that's what, in my mind, what I'm saying about a world with, that there is no class identification, creaturism, racism. Once it is introduced to your world.
Also, I feel it in the other direction. You know, I feel that I've been living in Jaffa for the last year. Jaffa is like the Arabic side of Tel Aviv. You know, it's a place. It used to be the Palestinian city. A lot of people got depends who you ask. Either ran away or were kicked out. Okay, in 1948, but still a lot of Palestinians still live there. But more and more there's the gentrification, you know, and richer people are going in. And I've been there for the past year, and I feel that I'm being too nice with the Palestinians. You know, I'm so racist that I'm being too nice. You know what I mean? All the time I'm too polite and I'm smiling like, wow, I cannot stop it, you know. I cannot for a moment just be human with them, you know. Which is like, and then you get used more and more. You get used to the people, so a little bit. But, yeah, I have it. And there is tension because there are meanings behind everything, you know. There's a meaning behind this that I'm even there, you know. That I'm even sitting and buying coffee and paying this guy and tipping him for his service. I don't know, there are meanings behind all of it, all the time. It's charged.
Viele junge Israelis flüchten vor der bedrückenden Situation im Land. Nicht wenige gehen nach Berlin.
It's being debated all the time. First of all, it's six people, so you need to have all six people on board for that. And until now, it's been more important for us to stay together than anything else. But also, I have to say, I don't know if I believe in it as a permanent solution. I might like to live in Berlin for a while, but I don't know if they're trying to close it, deal.
Yeah, we're doing it.
I'd be okay with that, but... I know, in a way, I will never stop being an Israeli. It doesn't matter where I go. I cannot shut this place down for me. So I would still feel responsible. You know, I would still feel connected to it. And also, it's something I care about. So it's an opportunity also to say something. I don't know, whatever. I don't know if that's, it's home. It's a fucked up home, maybe, you know, it might be a home that the way it became a home is problematic, even, to that extent, that even by the source it's problematic, but it's still a home.
Juden in aller Welt waren und sind schon immer dem wieder wachsenden Phänomen des Antisemitismus ausgesetzt.
We are completely against it.
Yeah, we debated it a lot, you know, but
We unanimously think it's wrong.
No, we didn't run into anything specifically yet, yeah. Right?
When I was
we had media tour,
I had some.
You had but I mean as a band.
As a band.
With a different band I had it.
Really?
It, yes. Yes, in Germany actually. That people came and said, Echmum Cherem? Boycott Israel.
That is not anti-Semitism.
Ma?
That is not anti-Semitism.
And after about us being Jew and doing stuff with Muslims and stuff like that.
Okay, but BDS, you know, yeah. It's okay. It's one of the reasons that I feel awkward about living out of Israel. I think I have it in my mind. It's a part of the Jewish DNA, to think about it. It's not about the new anti-Semitism. It was always there. There is something... in the history of Judaism, that is always about that.
Persecution.
Yeah, it's all our holidays. It's like all our holidays in Judaism are
they
the same.
They tried
to kill us and they didn't do it. Let's eat. We got away, let's eat.
We got away this time.
Yeah. No, but it's always like God. The idea is God sent some bad people to... No, but he sends the bad people to try and kill us, and then he saves us. He's like a beating father, our God. So yeah, but there is something between Jewish people and non-Jewish people, there is a big history of suspicion from both sides. And I don't think it's going away. But there is also a lot of beautiful things that happened between Jewish people and non-Jewish people, you know, and between the Jewish culture and the Christian culture, you know, a lot of beautiful fruits, I think. So it's both. There is a tension that is both negative and positive, I feel.
Die moderne Musikwelt braucht Schubladen, Zuschreibungen und griffige Begriffe. Die Angels, sie haben aus der Not eine Tugend gemacht und allen eine eigene Beschreibung geliefert. Alternative Acoustic Lyrical.
I don't know, we tried to describe what we do, but we have no pretension to think that we have our own genre at all. At all. It's not for us, you know, it's for helping the people. Of course, I think most of the musicians don't want to define what they do. You know, you just want to do stuff you like and keep exploring, but it's very needed, you know. With the years, in the beginning we were like, no, we don't want to, you give it a name. But with the time we realized, you know, usually when people ask me what's the genre, I just say indie folk or alternative folk or something like that, which is the simple answer. Hi, this is Rodem from the Angel Sea, and you're listening to Vustavele 96.6.
Hi, I'm Maya from the Angel Sea. I play viola, and you're listening to Vustavele 96.6.
Hi, כאן האנג'ל סי, ואתם מקשיבים לווסטאבלה 96.6.
Hi, I'm Uri from the Angel Sea. I play the clarinet and flutes, and you're listening to Vustavele 96.6 FM.
Hi, אנחנו האנג'ל סי, ואתם מאזינים לווסטאבלה 96.6.